Fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael, Faith and Freedom Show, again to talk about the issues of the day on a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, the basis of right versus wrong. Of all things, what a weird reference. At least I admit what my reference is, don't I? So you can hold me accountable. You can challenge me. If you disagree, you'll know where to go. You'll know what to disagree with regard to what thing you're going to disagree. This, it's important. We were talking to Guy Carr, K-E-R-R, who's going to be attempting to get the nomination for the Republicans to run against Alan Grayson. We asked some questions, and if you listen to me, I'm not a mean-spirited questioner, am I? I'm trying to be a nice guy. Now, that's not very popular on talk radio sometimes, but I will say we're starting to get a broader audience because I'm not going to just say, "What are you saying, you dodo?" I'm not going to do that as much as possible, except to have fun in instances like that. Guy Carr, I asked him a question with regard to the fair tax. The fair tax, what a neat idea. The problem is, what's the reference? My goal is to help you, is to meet your needs. As he says, a person who's running for office is a servant of the people. Servant of the people, yes, but not subject to the people, but a servant of. If any of you would like to be great among you, let him be your servant. But what are you accountable to? Your thoughts? The demographics? The faction of the majority? Are you going to be an instrument, if you're going to go into office, are you going to be an instrument of oppression of the tyranny of the majority? Or what is your perspective? I will tell you, folks, the kind of things we say here on, the kind of things we sing here on Liberty Works Radio Network are screamingly strange to everybody. 200 years ago, it was the presupposition. We would just be singing to the choir 200 years ago. But our nation has been in quite a stupor for the last many generations. We're not really sure what it is we're supposed to think, why we're supposed to think it. Caller, thank you for calling Frank Talk 104.3 FM. What is your question or comment?
Hey, David, how are you doing?
Doing very good.
Well, as usual, I wasn't inspired. I hear all these guys, and I basically hear the same old spiel all the time. You know, and they'll say anything to get in the office. And I love how he does his Republican spin there, where it's like, well, all the administration does is attack Fox, what they call it, Fox News, what was it called?
Okay, well, what do you think somebody who's going to run
but you know what?
Yeah, tell me what you think.
Fox News do all day long? Okay, what? That's when Hannity comes on. All they do is attack Obama and the Democrats. That's all they do, okay? So, I mean, let's be fair about it, all right?
Okay, now what do you think they ought to do? What would, if you've got somebody running for Congress, instead of having the same old school format, what do you think? Okay, in other words, you're going to run for Congress. This is Craig. I'm using my Navy acoustic.
Oh, God. Now you put me in a spot.
Yes.
I have no intention of running for nothing, you know?
Okay.
But, you know.
But, no, really, think about it. What would you, think about it right now. Then what, if you can't say what you would do, what do you want to see? What do you want somebody to walk up there and say?
Oh, boy, and whatever they do, they can't do it, because if they want to survive in Washington, they have to play ball.
You're avoiding my conversation, Craig.
Well, all right. Sorry. Well, you know, the best thing any of these guys could do is stay home and get out of our life.
Yeah,
you know?
Just like, okay, wait a minute. You just slammed the office runner.
Well, sorry.
Okay.
Well, I'm across the board, not just him.
Okay.
Or her.
Okay, you're venting your feelings. But I'm saying let's step back and go, if somebody walks up to a podium, what do you want to see him do? What would be different? I mean, because what you just did is you just slammed it. Oh, he's just like everybody else. Okay. So you just came in as the third network, ABC, right? You're not NBC or CBS. You're the third network, ABC.
All right. What's ultimately the government really supposed to do? What our founding fathers said. Okay. Now I know you're really up on this better than I am, but wasn't it to protect the sovereignty of this country? That was A, right?
Well, it would be to.
What's the second part of it?
Well, let's just do the Declaration of Independence. Government was instituted to protect life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Okay.
Okay, by the consent of the governed. It isn't government is there to carry out the will of the slight majority faction. It was instituted to protect life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Those are property rights.
Okay, exactly.
Okay, and under the consent of the governed. In other words, and that goes back to a theory, and it was an anti-monarchy statement, and a lot of people don't understand that, is it goes back to the theory espoused by Samuel Rutherford in his Lex Rex, and also by John Locke in his first treatise of government, where what was happening is people say there's a divine right of kings, and a king could do no wrong. And so God appoints a king. If somebody's in office, it was providentially done by Almighty God. And John Locke and also Samuel Rutherford said, no, that even all the way back through, all the way back in the Bible, even King David was not elevated into office, even though God chose him ahead of time. And it was very clearly set out. The prophet had anointed him, and it was already a done deal. But Saul was king. David did not become king until Saul died, and then David was affirmed by the people. So it goes back to a theory that it's the consent of the people that allows somebody to take office. So even this thing about somebody representing, serving the people, it's you're not really supposed to go there to be a voice for the majority faction. That would be a democracy. That would be representative democracy. Instead of a republic under the rule of law, where in America, it goes back to the theory where the law is king. In other words, some of the things, and hopefully Guy Carr, I'll have him listen to this recording later, is that it goes back to this theory where when you go to office, you're supposed to, according to law, apply the law, and any law that's contrary to the biblical perspective, you know, the revealed law, can't be law because everything has to be in a lawful, orderly way. Protecting individually, just your average little guy will get protection by the sword for his singular religious belief, even if it's weird, because we as a majority can't judge whether or not he's right or not. Even the theory of religious freedom and protection of religious freedom, and people get mad because some religious kook gets some special accommodation. No. He's got enough courage to do what he thinks God wants him to do, and as loopy as it is, he might be the one person who's actually being an obedient. So that's part of that thing of protecting life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It goes back to every representative is there to uphold law, and not make things look like law that really trump law. You don't want Congress going there, guys thinking they can basically oppress somebody because they have power. No, they're there to make sure somebody doesn't get oppressed. That's why they've been getting power, is to protect people from getting oppressed. And you can do little Mickey Mouse laws that are nice and cute, speed limits and things like that, but as long as you don't end up oppressing somebody over it. So that's kind of
isn't taxation a form of oppressing people?
Well, in the theory of the guys that ran this country, it was a commonwealth, so people were opting into societal agreements. So it's almost like club dues, like Social Security. Social Security is not mandatory. There's no law that mandates that you participate in Social Security, because there can't be in American law. But once you opt into it, then it's basically you're paying the club dues and you're going to get club benefits.
When did they change the rules on all these guys, politicians, getting paid? Because back in the old days, they went there on their own volition, and they put in their time, and they served, and they went back to whatever they did before they became a politician.
And you know what? You're right. That is actually true. And in fact, lawyers, it was looked on before the founding of our country, for a lawyer to take money was actually looked down upon for quite a while.
When did that all change, David? Congressmen and senators all started getting paid.
Yeah, when Congress was formed and they had a vote. I mean, especially think about it, they were with a 2-year term. It's feasible that you could find somebody to kind of run the shop while you were gone. The intention of the founders, I know Thomas Jefferson, was that you would return regularly to your station in life. In fact, at the time, they said any office where there was, as soon as you have an election that takes longer than a year, then you're instituting tyranny. And that was sort of the theory of the guys that put together stuff.
See, and that's another thing that has to change. In other words, in my opinion, these politicians, when they go there, they don't get paid. They do it because they want to make a difference. But, they make a career out of it.
Well,
know?
Yeah, and in the if you go back to, again, the founding of the country, I'm reading the commentaries by Sir William Blackstone. He talks about there's a point where folks get elevated high in life. They have enough time on their hands. They got enough money where they can start spending time looking into these deep, important issues. And what happens is, nowadays, as it was back then, more and more, these guys don't really have the time or have not made the effort to look into the issues. And very once in a while, you come across somebody who's serving in office who really knows what they're talking about. And hopefully that's what we're trying to find here on the show is interview people, ask them nicely what they think, and then you know what? If they don't know, if they can't really answer up well, hopefully they've got the character to go look up the information and really dig in. I mean, it's taken me 12, 15 years to know some of the stuff that I'm talking about. And actually it happened because I had a situation where I had to find out what the law is so I know how I can obey God while I'm obeying men. I started reading American jurisprudence like it was a novel.
Thanks.
Craig, is there anything else you want to say?
Thank you very much for your time.
Okay, great. Bye-bye. Thanks for the call. I got reproved recently, and actually it was me and other hosts, here on Liberty Works Radio Network, without getting too much into a comment here. I want to let you know that I am accountable. I say on this show on a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, a basis of right versus wrong. And there are times, and I'll give you this, it says some hosts have been bashing homosexuals over the air, and it says, I realize the Bible says that such activity is an abomination, but it also instructs Christians to hate the sin but love the sinner. I quoted that directly because it is a fabulous, fabulous statement. And I will tell you that I have to be careful, and I got to be accountable to my listeners, that I do exactly what I was admonished to right here. Some hosts have been bashing homosexuals over there, and I realize the Bible says that such activity is the activity, and that's in bold letters, is an abomination, but it also gives instruction to Christians to hate the sin but love the sinner. Well, it's not a perfect quote, but that's essentially the concept. And I'm got to tell you, I agree with that. The flip side is I have to be also true to when the focus on gratification of the groin happens to be the thing that's motivating public policy, that is an abomination. That is just totally anti-constitutional, anti-biblical. It is just plain wrong. So it's going to offend people. We're going to say things here on the show that are offensive to, or you take an offense or might strike a chord internally that would cause consternation. Well, good. And I agree with this. A tendency or a temptation or even being exposed to things in the past to where you are habitually drawn to a particular behavior, I mean, that's a horrible thing. There's other people in life. There's things that people fight with and deal with and struggle with. But the activity itself is destructive. It is destructive. Now, using that tendency in life to form policy, that's when I just have to absolutely, as a duty of religion, loving God, loving my neighbor as myself particularly, I'm going to, on this show, particularly talk about that and expose it as being just part of the symptoms of the pandemic of dementia that's sweeping North America at this time. We're going to come back. I'll read some other part of the reproof that I received that I think was totally appropriate. And we're also going to keep it in context. And also, I'm going to play a clip about this upcoming Copenhagen Climate Conference. So keep tuning in. Check us out on the web at faithfreedoms.org. Keep tuning in to Frank Talk 104.3 FM. Give me a call at 888-850-1872.